Hello, I'm Alicia Ireland, and you're listening to WordPress Podcast, bringing the weekly news from the WordPress community. In this episode, you'll find the information from August 26th to September 1st, 2024. With the launch of the experimental plugin Gutenberg 19.1, one of the long-awaited features has been included: the API that allows templates to be added from a plugin. The system is quite simple to use, as with a single function, you can add the template's title and description, and then register the content, which is essentially the code of a template that can be generated directly from the editor. Although this might not be the, let's say, cleanest way to keep HTML code within PHP code, a system has been created that allows templates to be uploaded as HTML or PHP files, enabling the plugin to read these contents directly from a file, similar to what themes do in WordPress. One way to test this system is by linking a custom post type with a template, so you can easily connect and display content data with a specific format. A detailed post explains how to register templates from a plugin in WordPress 6.7. So if you want to start testing for the next major version of WordPress, now is the time. In the developer's blog, there's also a post explaining how to make a plugin interact with elements of the data views, which are currently used on screens like pages, templates, or patterns. The design team has presented some proposals for features that are pending development or release, such as a new general screen to view all the theme's typography or general text adjustment controls. Work is also beginning on pseudo-states like iActive, iHover, or Focus, which can be viewed in the stylebook. Now that the training team has launched the new version of Learn WordPress, the next step is to attract more students or curious individuals who want to learn. To this end, various activities are proposed to promote this resource, such as marketing initiatives, greater presence at WordCamps, and creating workshops and events based on the site's content. Additionally, strategies such as distributing promotional materials and collaborating with schools, businesses, and communities to integrate the content into their training programs are suggested. On September 4th, the release of BuddyPress 14.1 is scheduled, featuring two fixes and one enhancement. However, the important step will come with version 15.0, which could include features such as version 2 of the REST API, importing and exporting user data, a new news page, a reorganization of notifications, and adapting the version to PHP 7.0 and WordPress 6.4 as a minimum. And we now have the date for the State of the Word 2024, which we knew would be in Tokyo at the end of the year. The final date is December 16th at 09:00 UTC, and it will be live-streamed on YouTube from the Tokyo Node Hall with a capacity of just over 300 people. And finally, this podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons license as a derivative version of the WordPress podcast in Spanish. You can find all the links for more information and the podcast in other languages at wordpresspodcast.org. Thanks for listening, and until the next episode.